Please, if you will, let's give Jesus praise for what he's already done. And thank you. Have a seat. Get your Bibles. One of the hardest things I do is follow that kind of a power move of heaven. But I'll give it my best. All right. Y'all ready? Me too. I was over east of here. Everything is America. And I was in one of them big churches out there. Everybody is aspiring to grow and to be successful. But everybody also has their opinion of those mega churches. I disagree. You're jealous. I was in one of them there with Brother Ted Haggard in Colorado Springs. He and I are personal friends. We started together forever plus one day ago. He's a good man. He's got a good family. They love Jesus. He lets me have an open pulpit with him. That's probably why I like it. I went out there to ask him his opinion about me in the Pentagon, the White House, all those things, and he thought it was the right thing to do. Then we went out in his church. They're building a new building also. They're 5,000 seats. It's not big enough. They got 12,000 people. They're doing 2 or 3 services all the time, and they just started doing that. So they're going to build a big thing. I told him himself, you know, but build it big enough this time. That was my opinion. Just go ahead and cover it. Just cover the whole acreage and just fill it up. I got up there and I'm looking, you know, and I look and there's probably 7,000 people sitting in there, standing there. They were all out in the foyer and the place was just jam-packed with people. You got, you know, your governor in there and your congressman and your generals and all them important peoples up in there. And then you got your mule rider talking. Oh, yeah, this is getting interesting. Holy Ghost. Y'all, at the end of my talking, we went, you know, asked for people that wanted to get saved and healed, things I do. There were so many thousands of people. There were so many people. I stepped down off a great big platform. I stepped down on the carpet. And the people enveloped me. I was being moved along on the carpet by the mass of people without moving. My boots were scooting. I've been in that press. I was in that in Pensacola and in Toronto and other places. There's press. The people, the suspense, the excitement, the expectancy grows such a level that all etiquette gets dropped just about, and people have to be touched. And that brings about a tremendous power that's hard to describe. Brother Ted stacked up four chairs and got up on top so he could watch the melee. There was eight or nine of our missionary families that were there. We wasn't enough. I needed everybody. The Holy Ghost fell in that place. It was amazing. I was just completely surprised by the power of God. It ain't my fault that I'm already blasted. It ain't my fault that my words are slurring. It ain't none of that my fault. I'm strict about trying to get this stuff out, but it's just overpowering. Something happened, though, in that service that there were thousands of things that happened. When I was standing up on the platform, the sea of people went from the platform straight back to the doors. There was no controlling the mob. I mean, these people are professional. I mean, there's hundreds of them. The mob. But I'm the kind of a fellow that enjoys the challenge. Just jump in and hit yourself. So we're wading through the powers that be. And my wife was with me, and she was hanging on to me, holding me up, gets me by my belt, holds me up. We was wading through, and there was this seriously irritating thing bothering my back. It was scratching me. And I wheeled on it. I don't live with that. Man or beast, it's okay. Jungle or church, it's all the same. Geography is irrelevant. You think it is. God owns it all. You've never met a real estate broker like him. If you ask for it, if he don't have it, he makes one. And I wheeled around to find a little old boy standing there. And this little old boy, I knelt down. I calmed down and knelt down. "What do you want, son?" "Brother David, I'm blind. Been blind since birth. Does anybody know what he asked me?" "Please help me, Brother David." What was my response? "I'll do my best, son." So y'all catching on, aren't you? Laid hands on him and he turned around and his mama was there, and I put his hand in his mama's hand. And she just couldn't hear a thing hardly. She just said, "Thank you." And I turned back to the current affair and went after it. About 30, 40 minutes, maybe 50 minutes later, there's this scratching on my back again. I flipped around. It was that same little boy. Things was different this time. He said, "Thank you, Brother David." I said, "You're welcome, son." "What happened?" He said, "Don't know. Mama was toting me off and my eyes came on. I said, you see that man jumping up and down on them chairs over there? That was Brother Ted. You go over there and tell him, see what he tells you to do, you do it. So they went over there, and then he sent them to their doctor, and it was verified, and it's a done deal. The boy can see. Isn't that a good thing? That was a mega church. Big one. It doesn't have to do with geography. It has to do with the heart. All right, there's a couple of verses I want to share with you. And you can probably figure they're going to be excitable. Y'all already know them. Well, some of you do. But I want to talk about it because I don't back away from things. There were hundreds of miracles that night. Hundreds. It was amazing. They told me a whole bunch of them. I can't remember them. I didn't write them down yet. I got to get back with the secretaries and get all that stuff fixed up. Turn over with me, if you will, please, to Leviticus. Do y'all know that to be the book of the law? One of them. Does anybody in here know that? Well, we're going to look at some law just for a second. Actually, we're going to look at some things that happened around the law, but we're not going to mess with any of the law. Y'all have enough laws. You don't need me to add any more on you. Y'all are full of laws. You have a law for everything. I can't dress like I am, grow a beard, wear long hair, wear boots, jeans. I can't do none of these things. It breaks all your laws. I have to act, walk, talk a certain way so your laws will be satisfied. Go to hell. You can't tell me that. Yes, I can. I've been freed from the law. That's the devil. I'm under the law of love and mercy and grace now. It's way under more powerful than any man-made laws. Leviticus chapter 9. Brother David, I don't like the way you're starting this out. Hang around. You're not going to like the middle part nor the end. You want your little laws and your little coffee and your little SUV and your little... Let me add a couple more. And you want your little cedar... Or redwood fences. And your little manicured log with that little bitty funny looking dog running around on it. Oh, I got a list. We don't like your list. You all right? There's lots of things you ain't gonna like about me, so I'm good with that. As long as the little boy gets healed. Tlaskamate. Sikinsi atle. Kinekwalistu. As long as the little boy gets healed. Honestly, don't care what you say. See, you worry. Like this service is the way it started and the way it's going to end. You worry. You worry. You worry what people think. God showed you what He thinks. If you would have kept on with that a while ago, the whole place would have been laid out. I'm sure of it. That's Evan's opinion. He likes to play. Verse 22. Leviticus 9:22. Y'all there? Sure seems to take y'all a long time to get to these verses. Aaron lifted his hands toward the Hello? And Inessa. You are so blessed. You are so full of the Holy Ghost. And you believe a lie. You're wrong. This Bible cover right here. Let's get something littler right here. Let's get this pen here. This pen top has enough power in it to heal the entire universe. It's created by God. It's pure and perfect. Isn't that something? Regardless of what we did to it, men, to change its form. There's enough energy in things and power in things. And you are who God decided to place Himself inside of. Aaron lifted his hands toward the people and blessed the people. And came down from the altar after offering the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offering. Moses and Aaron went in together to the tent of meeting. And when they came out, what was the first thing they did? Wow, must be something to this. And what happened next? The Shekinah presence came. Didn't it? Says it right in your Bible, don't it? Wow. They had everything in order, and God responded. True? And He appeared to who? Oh. See, your mind has it figured out. That these four or five folks that got blasted up here, they know more than you. They're closer to God than you. And God loves them a little bit more than He does you. That's not true. God wants to express Himself to all the people. Hello? Who are all the people? All the people, would you lift your hands? It's true, you know. God wants to express Himself in Shekinah glory to all the people. All right. There's a couple of blockages. One of them is your lack of fear of God. I went over that first night. Judgment's coming. You can't stop it. You can't nuke it. You can't vote it. You can't put a team of seals on it. Heaven's coming. And heaven will do what heaven is going to do. No amount of you screaming for help is going to stop it. When that happens, we don't know, but it's coming. But right now, we're between the two. It's a vice, and it's closing in. Demons know it, and you don't. They are reacting to it. Violence is increasing worldwide. Sexual perversion, divorce, hate, envy, murder, rape. Violence of hell has been belched out against us. They know it. My quest is not to beat them. My quest is for all the people to see the Shekinah glory of God. That's all that's necessary. It takes fire to do that. It takes guidance. That's what we're talking about here tonight is guidance. This morning, Revelation. Day before that, sacrifice. Guidance. We need guidance. I was there in one of our services, one of our top, if not the top man I rely on, I don't know really. He's an awesome man. His wife is loaded with all the 9 gifts of the Spirit. But their son lay dying with a brain tumor right in front of me. And she was rocking back and forth, holding him, weeping. And she was saying over and over, hundreds of times, Are you the me, hermano David? Are you the me, hermano David? Are you the me, hermano David? Help me, brother David. Help me, brother. And I'm standing up, and I'm walking back and forth on that platform. I never took my eyes off of her. The bands are railing behind me. I mean, getting it. Worshiping God for the blood of Jesus. And the Holy Ghost, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know how to guide. There was 1,000 people there. We can't lose this boy. But how? How do you get heaven? How do you get him to guide you to the point where he'll respond to you? Isn't that right? Isn't that the question? So what we did, we didn't know what to do. So what we did, we sit her down right there with that boy dying. He's in a coma, been that way for a long time. He ain't coming back. I'm walking back and forth on the platform and the Holy Ghost went by me and hit me on my left shoulder and flipped me around in circles. Do you know he didn't have to do that? Do y'all understand? There is the only reason he touched me because he loves us. There's no other reason. And when he did, my response was spontaneous and instant. I backed up, went, took a jump, jumped off that platform and landed right on that boy. Laid right down, grabbed him by the face and blew right into his mouth. Pulled my handkerchief out of my back pocket, never made it. Cyclonic power, we don't know what to call it. Tornado power, we don't know what to call it. We honestly don't know what its name is. But it flipped around, it knocked all 1,000 people down. We came to a few hours later. 4 hours later, we was coming out of it. My bottom part of me wouldn't work. The top part, I was coherent, but I couldn't get up. And I look up on that bench sitting right there. The only person sitting on the bench was that boy that was in a coma. He was healed. He looked at me and he said, Brother David, what do you need, son? I'm hungry. So I'm over the kitchen too. So one of the brothers was up. I called him by name and He went and got him some food, and they carried him over there. He walked over there. And his first meal in 3 weeks, the boy's healed. All the people saw it. All the people experienced it. From the littlest to the greatest. Ever how that sets up. And the glory of the Lord, the Shekinah cloud, appeared to all the people as promised. I personally have been a blessed man. We've seen the Shekinah glory in our work 4 times. Four. The ones of y'all that understand what I'm saying, it's a very important thing what I just said to you. Verse 24. Then there came what? Where'd it come from? What'd it do? Then there came a fire out from the Lord before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering, the fat on the altar. And when the people saw it, what did they do? They shouted and fell on their faces. Do you understand how important that is? That's important. But I want you to look at the very next verse. 10:1. You have to understand that there is going to be a certain amount of the flesh that's going to be involved. Men, there are men, these two men that died saw the God of glory. They saw him break out and consume the sacrifice. Yet they went in with treachery in their heart and defiled the temple of God. Wow. You're sure you wouldn't do that? Pretty serious, huh? The time between the two, y'all go ahead and theologize my high, hop to my high as that. Nabab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron. Sons of Aaron. Who was the guy that called the fire down? Who was the guy that blessed the people? Who was the guy standing there with his hands up when the Shekinah glory appeared? Why did boys make mistakes? I think that's a good question, don't you? Wow. These things are in here. You just got to look at them. And you got to ask the right question, don't you? Each took his censer. Look at this. They had their fire pot. You see that? Remember the fire pot? A couple of messages ago. They had their fire pot. They really had a fire pot. And they had fire in it. And put incense in it and offered what? People that are after fire, don't worry about strange fire. People that are nervous and don't know if it's for everybody, the only thing they worry about is strange fire. I so trust heaven, if I do get led astray, he'll correct me. There's going to be a percentage of flesh involved. It will happen. It happened here. It happened to Jesus. It happened to Paul. It will happen to you. That is not your complaint. That is why God sets up leadership. That's why we submit to leadership. So that if something goes out of whack, they can put it back in whack. But what we don't do is throw the Shekinah glory out the window because two people mess up. they going to mess up? There are people with agendas that are nothing to do with God. They have slipped in unawares. They are covert demons from hell. They do not care about souls. They do not care about healing. They care about their own blessing and their own businesses and their own house, and they don't care about the Holy Ghost. They're in this house right now, tonight, faking, and me and you can't tell the difference. But there's a spirit here that can. His name is the great Holy Ghost. So that one I'll leave to him. And I'll proceed with abandonment. No caution. Brother Davis. Fire came forth, verse 2, is the real fire. It's the judgment fire. We've already talked about that, haven't we? It came out and killed them both. They weren't even allowed. The daddy of the two boys were not even allowed to go in and get them. How's that feel? Atrocious. Look at Moses, the brother, the uncle to these boys. Moses said to Aaron, this is what the Lord meant when he said, I and my will, not your own. One of these days you're going to catch on to all these you can't do it your way things that people tell you all the time. And you stubbornly resist and go into rebellion against the powers of God. And you never get anything. But you're going to try to prove it over 30 years. And once your life is wasted, then you're going to try to repent and go backwards. I choose otherwise. I choose to recognize other men's failures and try to give up my will to his. Whoa. Not their own will, but be acknowledged and as hallowed. But those who come near me before all the people, I will be honored. And you and I both know there's a lot of that dishonor going on in the pulpits. And I'm so sorry about it. But not tonight. Isn't that right? Tonight we honor the great Holy Ghost. We're not approaching to heaven with strange fire, strange people. Heaven knows us. We have beat on the walls of heaven for many years, begging for mercy. There is mercy. Aaron, smart man, said nothing. Wow. How hard do you reckon that was for a daddy? You think you have it so tough? I don't think you do. I think you're blessed. I think heaven is on you. I think heaven's on you, on your nation. And tonight when we go to bed, it's doubtful he'll lift his hand. That's why we need to repent. There's still time between the judgment. There's still time for sacrifice. Still time to reveal who Jesus is to us. There's still time for him to guide us into all truth. Exodus chapter 13. Y'all go in there. Y'all got your mouths open a little wide. We're going to look at a couple of verses. I'll see if I can do this. I got a couple of miracles you need to hear about. Y'all have that thing ready? What's your name? Mark? Martin. Wait, Martin. I just asked you if it was ready. I didn't say run yet. Is it ready? Okay. Thanks, Martin. Now, don't be confused. I'm fixing to talk about two different things, all right? Okay? All right. I want to show you something. Go through here. This guidance is pretty powerful. It seems like you have been left alone. The opposition has grown great against you. The difficulties have multiplied. What instead of you thinking it's because you made a bad decision, what if you made a good decision and you're maturing a little bit and you can handle more? Didn't think of that, did you? I did. What else? I saw somebody walking in a while ago with a little baby in a carrier. About that big. Can't walk, can't eat, can't do anything except breathe and cry. And mess up diapers. That's about it. But then sitting right down here on that second row right there, there's a couple little pigtails and pencil in the mouth right here. You know, they can do a lot more. They can go fetch for mama. They can do things. They can do stuff. Can't they do it? Can't they? You don't have to change their diapers anymore. Those two are sitting there just drawing. Mama, I need to go to the restroom. No problem. Oops, we gone. They can respond. But then, can these two do the same thing as a 15-year-old? Of course, we know the answer to that is no. Can a 15-year-old do the same thing as a 25-year-old? No. Can a 25-year-old do the same thing as a 50-year-old? No. Theoretically, yes, but it's always no. Son, I worked for the color of this, so you're going to pay, too. Now, it just could be that you started out and heaven had to tote you around everywhere. It's true, isn't it? Then one day you could walk. You could put your shoes on for yourself. You even remember the day you learned the time, how happy everybody was. Do you remember the day you left elementary school and went to, I don't know what y'all call it anymore, junior high when I went. Central school, I don't know what y'all call it anymore. What do you call it? Still junior high out here? Oh, dudes, y'all are behind. Honestly, you're fine. Middle school, yeah. You remember the day you left middle school and you went to high school? Big stuff. You got beat up every day. Every time you went to PE class, you felt these brass rings pop in your head from the seniors, proving who they were. But then the day came, you was the senior. And instead of the day they walked in, instead of saying, hey, welcome, glad you're here, you popped them yourself. Así pasa. But then the day you graduated, you went to college or you went out in the business world, you did one or the other. Then you were sucked into real life. And you trying to prove ever since that it's just not fair. And you never will, but it never is fair. But I see you're still alive. I'm barely hanging on, Brother Hogan. No, you're not. That baby that can't do nothing for itself is the one barely hanging on. You can improvise, you can compromise, you can do something to keep going. Unless you just quit, decide drugs is your answer and violence or one of those negative demons. Am I right or wrong? I am right. It could be that you might be maturing and God's letting you prove it. You may not be wrong. You might be right. Well, why is Pharaoh's army behind me? He's supposed to be. Why is the sea in front of me? It's supposed to be. To prove your need for God. It don't matter how big your army is. It don't matter how much gold you're carrying. You still need God. I'm right. I know I'm right. I was talking to a man on the phone. He called me. His daddy owns 3,000 tons of gold. We can't calculate that far ahead, so don't try. Let your computer just go to rest. Just punch delete and let your screensaver come on. Don't go there. It's too many zeros. We don't understand that kind of life. Every bite this man takes, when he puts the fork down, a servant changes it, puts a new fork down. Wow. I have let myself dream about that once or twice. It's just a waste of time. One day, I'll understand that kind of wealth in heaven. But listen to this. My personal cell phone. Y'all don't have the number. It's not legal to get them. They're trying to make a directory right now. Y'all seen that new law? Well, if you haven't, it's there. They're trying to make a directory where you can obtain people's cell phone numbers, like, you know, like the Yellow Pages thing. So it's going to be electronic, but they're working on it. Who knows if they'll pass it? I don't know. That's not my department. My department is this. How did that prince get my private number? That's just as irritating as fire to me. But I didn't say nothing. I'm smarter than I look. Brother Hogan talks with an accent. Yes. We have a problem. I said, you do? And I'm looking around for who I'm going to hand the phone to. There ain't anybody in the hotel room but me. We want to know, listen to this. We want to know what God said. My daddy needs a law. I said, will you give me about an hour? Can you do that? Will your agenda allow it? Sure, Brother Hogan. Son, when he hung up, you talking about nervous. I turned on my wife's computer, my computer. I pulled up every book we got on this subject. I called some smart folks on the phone. And when that man called back, I had an answer. And that's something. It's important that you let God guide you. People are watching your life. And you don't know who they are. And you don't know when that phone's going to ring. You think you do. But you don't. I would have never, had you asked me, I would have never believe that phone's going to ring with that question on the other end of it. Especially who asked it. I was amazed. But I did tell him the truth. As hard and as straight as I could. And he said, we knew you would tell us the truth. Thank you very much. You going to keep this number? I said, for a while. Thank you, Brother Hogan. Boop, line's dead. I'm talking about heaven. Heaven's impressive. You've got to walk guided by the Holy Ghost. You can't walk with a lie, strange fire in your mouth. It's important to heaven that you make right decisions. Exodus 13:20. And they took a journey. Remember, we was going to saddle our donkey and take a journey. Y'all remember how this is working together now? From Succoth, and encamped in Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them, look at that, by day in a pillar of cloud. Look at this. To lead their way. Wow. That's nice, huh? I think it is. And by night, in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. And he took not away the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night. From before who? The power of the fire of God is not for a chosen few leaders. The power of the fire of God, the pillar, the cloud, the Shekinah presence is for the people. I'm working on giving it back. Brother Hogan, you're swimming upstream. No problem. We'll dam it up if we have to. We'll do what we have to get it where we can get it going. The flow will stop into certain few men's pockets. It is for the house of God. Chapter 14. Y'all with me so far? Okay. Verse 10. You there? Look how quick you move. That's amazing. And when Pharaoh, what'd he do? Uh-oh. He got close. He closed up the ranks. The devil is after you. You cannot be talked into having the fire of God. It is a sure fight with the armies of hell. That is why few people search it out. It's too costly. But we done went through the sacrifice. Remember, we got to do it. It's got to be done. Judgment's coming. We've got to sacrifice. We need a revelation of who Jesus is. And we must be guided because the war's coming. And it's way bigger than you can hide from. You will be flushed out and slaughtered. It's coming. The children of Israel lifted up their eyes. What did they see? Dust. The Egyptians marched after him. What happened to him? What happened to him? Fear. Fear happened to him. There ain't one person in this building that fear hasn't happened to. There ain't one person in this building that fear is not looking for. All of us have to confront it. Shiatani. And the children of Israel cried to the Lord, and they cried, said to Moses, wasn't there enough graves in Egypt? Oh, you whiners. A guy like me comes along and demands, commands, pushes and shoves and slaps around and incites. And then you turn around, Pharaoh's standing there. And then you turn back around, you knothead. I would have been all right. No, you wouldn't. You would have died in bondage. We
can do this.
Hast thou taken us away to die in this wilderness? What is the cotton picking difference? Oh, the onion soup. I forgot. Oh, mama. Wherefore have you dealt thus with us? Carry us forth out of Egypt. Is not this the word that we did tell you in Egypt? Let us alone. Well, I hear that every day. I get rebuked. You can't believe the hundreds of times. And I stand there and it feels bad sometimes. And my emotions get involved, and I get riled up inside, and I just look at them and think, boy, I should take this person out. But so far, I haven't. But it's true, you're not worth it. It is true. You're not worth it. But heaven thinks so. See? I see that you're not worth it. That is not what heaven sees. See? So I can't look through my eyes. I have to look through the eyes of Christ. Boy, you're talking about gospel now. You better listen. You're getting the gospel preached to you. Let us alone that we can serve the Egyptians. First of all, I want to know if that's what you want. Do you want your taskmasters? Do you want your afflictors? I don't either. Man, I want real freedom. I really do. And I am. I'm a free man. You're looking at a free man. I don't owe anybody anything. I really am a blessed fellow. I've worked on it for years, and I'm getting there. It is better for us to serve the Egyptians that we should die in this wilderness. And Moses said to the people, quit fearing. I mean, this man loved those people. Do you see that? I have to tell you, like Moses did, we're going to stop fearing tonight. Tonight's our night. But Brother David, Pharaoh, I know it. I know he's there. He's closer than you think. He ain't breathing down your throat. He's got you by the nape of the neck. We've got to have supernatural interventions. But to do that, you have to choose to let heaven guide you. Oh, boy. Fear not. Stand still. See the salvation of the Lord, which He will show you today. The Egyptians whom you have seen today, you'll see no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you will hold your peace, you grumbling, complaining bunch. Shiatatani. We're going to do this, and we're going to do it with a good spirit. We're not going to be afraid. They're standing there. They got us outnumbered, outgunned, out-technologized, out-financed. They got us, boys and girls. I'm good. I'm in. I'm in. What about you? Serious. This is serious. Serious now. I mean, I'm talking, this is the real battle. These are the battles that lead us to Armageddon at the end of time. This is it. I'm serious. These are the real conflicts. I'm a trench. I'm a hand-to-hand man. That's why I'm so aggressive. You see, to you, I'm way too far. But when I get in my territory, I'm good. And fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Egyptians, we're going to deal with them tonight. You are going to figure out in the next few minutes what your biggest fear is. And you are going to present it to heaven. Not me. I'm just a good soldier. I'll stand there if you do. And if you run, I'm still going to stand. Just have to. How does that song go? What's his name? Randy Travis. That tape we got. I got this tape. Boy sings a couple good songs. He says, you can tell a hero from a coward by the direction that they run. That's a fairly good statement, isn't it? You know, the first time I heard that song, you want to hear where it was at? You interested or not interested? It's quite impacting, actually. I got invited by some of our brothers. We call them brothers. That's people that changed from being devils. They changed to be brothers. And these brothers, there's a war in Mexico that you don't know a whole lot about, probably nothing about. It's active, it's alive, they fight every day. And who's right or wrong is for God to figure out, not for me to choose sides. We have several hundred churches on one side, the north side of this battle line. On the south side of the battle line, we didn't have any churches. Heaven, I tell you, he's some kind of real estate broker. He honestly believes he owns the world. God is amazing. He just went ahead and crossed the border of the war. He forgot to ask us elders our opinion. Man, we're dead raisers. We're soldiers. He never even asked us. He just went over there and got the people saved and healed. It's amazing how he thinks he's in control of stuff. But don't worry, we'll prove him wrong, won't we? The brothers came across the lines. Came to one of our conferences, Brother Hogan. Yeah. We need you over here. Excuse me? Over here. Name me that place again. Okay. And you going to do what there? We're from there. We're born again. We're part of y'all's work. Okay. See ya. I didn't go. I didn't believe him. It's got to be a trap. God wouldn't do that without asking our permission. Well, he did. I went back down there, and the missionaries are there, and they come tell me, man, you wouldn't believe it, man, God's all over that thing. He done went in yonder, whole villages are getting saved. And people, I said, excuse me, how much they pay you to buy you off, get me to go there and say, kill me? Brother David, it's not a trap. I'm not going. I left. I didn't go. Of course, I know y'all would have went right on in faith and trust. So the third time I went down there, it's a great big group of them now. I mean, there's like 12 churches, and I mean, it's really happening and everything. And Brother David, we want you to come. All right. But I still don't believe you. But if you mess with me, God will kill you. You know what their answer was? We know. You think it's cute. I'm always telling the honest when I talk to you. Shouldn't mess with me. I got this friend that likes me. He guides us into the way of truth. Very powerful fella. He runs the universe. And he's really real. So we set it all up. We went down there, didn't we, Brother Sean? How many trucks was it? Three or four of our big American civilian four-wheel drives. Prize. Any guerrilla troop would want one of those. And we ride right up to the war zone, just like as if we was at Disneyland. And them soldiers went through us. I'll tell you, they looked at everything in them trucks. Just knowing we got weapons in here somewhere. Wasn't it? Our Bible. We told them in the beginning. The only armament we have in here is the Word of God, right here. They didn't believe us because we're American. We start all the wars. Most of them anyway. They let us through. Now look, we're not responsible for you. You go past our soldiers and you're on your own. Y'all don't understand that kind of a life, and I hope you never do, but if you have to, you need a little faith to do it. And courage. Fear is in the cab of the pickup truck with me. Sitting there, buckled up, smiling at me, just waiting. Because he knows he's going to get a chance at my spirit just directly. He just got to be patient. We ain't gone 15 miles. And there's these guys with the masks on. And they checked us over, and he let us in. And our paperwork was not valid to him, of course. You can go in. But that don't mean you can come out. So what was our answer? Okay. Muy amable, gracias. It's very kind of you. Thank you. We went on down, went into the villages. I mean, every village we went in, we was deeper in. Because every village was held by the guerrillas. Dozens and dozens of villages held by the guerrillas. We got there. There's a few hundred people out there. You can't believe how you can tremble inside. Fear unbuckled the seatbelt and came and got me. I decided the best thing to do was preach the hardest gospel I could think of. Just attack the gates of hell. Frontal assault. They got us outgunned. We didn't have any. They got us outmanned. There's 100,000 of them. There was 12 or 14 of us. Somebody's giving them money. You people. One of y'all. Some of y'all are. We don't know who. Who cares? I don't care. It's irrelevant. What's relevant is we're in there. And we preach the gospel. And I think it was 2 days we was there. It was in how many villages? Two, three villages. A whole bunch of villages were represented. Men came. Hostile men came. You should have seen what I saw. I watched these guerrilla soldiers walk down with tears running down their face. 19 of them got born again. Get up! Come on! I'm in! We went back out through. The Holy Ghost spared our lives. Made it back through soldiers on the federal side. Had a campaign. The people followed us out on how many truckloads? Truckloads of them came out. Holy fire of God fell in the house. Dozens more got born again. When did y'all go back? When was that Jody went? February this year. My boys went back. It's one thing for me to go. It's something else when the phone rings and my boys are on there and they, my oldest boy, Jody, Dad, what do you want, boy? Bothered me. I'm going behind the lines. You cannot go. Yes, sir, I anticipated that answer. Heaven said I could. When are you going in, son? This day. We'll be praying for you. And boys went in. The Holy Ghost fell. 22 people got born again. My phone rang the other day. I was right down the interstate. I was over there in Indiana or somewhere. Might have been Missouri, but it was one of them. Or Illinois. Illinois, that's where it was at. Illinois. Just was south of Chicago. My phone rang. Yep. It was our missionary from South Mexico that works at work down there. How's it going, man? Oh, Brother David. They're getting saved by the hundreds. Really? He said, guess what God got? And he just starts going off on me. Brother Dave, you can't believe it. God's just outdoing himself. I mean, he's acting like God. I mean, he's just acting like God. I said, this is a good thing. I'm interested. Now watch. The third in command of the entire guerrilla movement walked into one of our services with his guns on him to shut the thing down, sit there for a half an hour and listen to the Word of God, walked up, put his guns down, and bowed to Jesus. Pharaoh's there. Yeah, I know him. We're winning, y'all. Brother David, you out of your mind? No, I'm out of yours. Look, we're going to look at this. Let's look at this logically. I am. We win. But Brother David, the armies are so vast. I know. Where's help going to come from? Don't know. How's it going to happen? Don't have a clue. All right. What do? Draw your sword. Why? We're going to attack. Brother David, they outnumber us. Thousands to one. Yeah, it's going to be fun, hey? Little work never hurt anybody. Help yourself. There's enough for everybody. I know how to stop wars now. my way to a couple of them. We're going to do our best to. The Lord said to Moses, "Wherefore Christ you to me, speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." He lifted up his rod and stretched out his arm, the sea divided. Look at there. The answer was right in front of him all along. It always looks like a barrier. It's not with heaven. We must follow God into the trap. You won't know you're in it until it's too late anyway. By the time you figure it out, we figure it out, it's already sprung. Then we cry. Holy Ghost, here, wonderful, great Holy Ghost, you're a wind blowing from heaven. Holy, holy, Holy Ghost. The Egyptians, the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh. Quit stopping the honor of God. Let him have your demon king. And we do it with fire. Give me honor upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the angel of the Lord, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind. Wow. This guidance fire that is so strict and so serious and so hard to get a hold of, once you do, it's the defense when you need it. God will vindicate you. Removed and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud stood. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them, and it came between. Between. Say that. Between. Say it again. Between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and darkness to them. Well, look at that. You hear that? To the adversary of God's people, it was a cloud and darkness. And to God's people, it was light and beauty. Shitani. It just depends on which side of the fire you're standing on. Do you find yourself to be the enemy of God or the friend of God? Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and God called the sea to go back in a strong east wind at night, and the seas were divided. Children of Israel went in the middle of the dry land, verse 22. And verse 23. The Egyptians pursued and drowned. Chapter 15, verse 1. Moses and Israelites sang this song. For the Lord, he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider is cast into the sea. The Lord, my God, my strength, my song, has now I've got to talk you into it. I'm right. Verse 2, the Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation. This is my God, I will praise Him. My Father, He is God, and I will exalt Him. The Lord is a man of war. You want me. I was confused the other day. Somebody confused me with somebody they thought cared. They wanted me to be more gentle. Seek peace, Brother David. I do with God. My God's a man of war. You don't win in an ephod. You win in battle gear. The ephod is for the temple. She not the honey. Pharaoh and his host has he cast into the sea. The chosen captains are sunk in the Red Sea. The floods cover them. They sank in the depths, clad in mail of armor like a stone. Verse 6. Your right hand, Lord, is glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you overthrew those rising against you. You send forth your fury. It consumes them like stubble. Shetani. Would you please turn on that picture now, Mark? I've got to quit looking at this stuff. It just keeps growing. I'm going to have to stop somewhere. You remember that picture? Hermano John. I must tell you about that picture. Can I? You give me a couple more minutes. I know it's long, but it's time to shout. You good? That girl standing on a piece of real estate heaven sent me to. I want to tell you something. See, I could have used this on you financially. And I could have got some money out of you. It's my choice not to. If you can't hear heaven, keep your money. You say, okay. Watch me. Okay. But I'm going to tell you right now, the reason God sent me in that village right there a number of years ago, and I was blessed, man, to be able to start it. It's a church there. It isn't real big. It's probably not even 200. That's not relevant. But you see, she got born again there. This girl did here. Young woman. I'm coming, darling. I'll be there soon. See, what do you see? Talk to me. See a baby, don't you? Always touches Americans, these baby things. She's not hungry. She's blessed. You see that house to right to your right? Her left? That's her house. Brother David, you don't need to be so aggressive, really. These people live in abject poverty and you don't care, and I don't need to be aggressive. One of us is wrong and it's not me. You've got it rough, you think. No, she does. She's got it rough. And there's only four people, groups, ahead of her that are more rough in the world. Something, huh? See them woods? That was my woods. Don't go there. we'll put you in jail. We don't need a crybaby. We need soldiers. But Brother David, be calm. Don't talk me out of it. No, if I can talk you out of it, God ain't talking to you. The reason that woman is standing in that photo right there is because you sent me with diesel. Thank you. And I honestly mean that. Y'all work hard for your money. It is yours. God's blessed you. And I'm grateful for that. But I'm grateful that you listened, some of you, and send me down there. We got that. You gave me beans and rice. You gave me some meat. You blessed me. I'm good. Gave me a really nice house. You gave me a couple of good, strong work trucks. We have a good, strong bunch of Indians we work with. There's now I'll tell you, there's over 500 churches now. See, now you go, wow, but now I'm at the end and I'm fixing to leave. I don't want your praise. I want your money so I can go get some more people born again, so I can open up some new villages, so I can get some new motorcycles, so I can get some new trucks. Told you I wasn't afraid. And that woman is standing there because the gospel got to that village. That woman and that baby were both dead in a morgue in Tampico, Tamaulipas, Mexico. Wow. There were none of our famous dead raisers were there. We have some now. I'm one of them. People come up to me in the prayer line. I want what you got. I just laugh at them. You can have it, but it's going to cost you. And I can't give it to you. But it is available. You need guidance from the Holy Ghost. You need revelation of who Jesus is. You need sacrifice in your life. And you need the fear of God that judgment is coming on this planet in your spirit. Or you can't get this here. You won't get it. Don't matter how much you disagree with me or how much you think I'm speaking evil to you. I'm not speaking evil to you. I'm speaking positive to you. I'm showing you a way to get to heaven. I'm showing you that God will open His windows like He says He will in Malachi, and you can't contain it. There ain't enough of you. She was dead. Let's see. Let me get this right. I'm a little bit mixed up here, but I'm right so far, right, Sean? Okay. She was dead, I think it was 7.5 or 8 hours. The baby was dead between 12 and 14 hours inside of her womb. She was laying in a hospital, dead, baby's dead, on the slab. They went. The government approved her death. Death certificates were granted. Seal of the government was put on it. It was a done thing. The four doctors and the husband walked back into the morgue. You ready? You think you're ready or not? This is amazing. It's not about you. It's about the anointing. None of us were there. It's the anointing. It's the anointing. So those four doctors walk in, husband walks in. She's laying dead over there, covered up. Jesus walked in. The most famous of all dead raisers. The icing walked in on the cake. The great I Am himself showed up. The Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Holy and Anointed One, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If I told you how to get there, you couldn't get there. I'd have to take you. That's all right. That's not the point, is it? The point is, you got to understand, you have got to get past you. It's about her. It's about that baby. What's it going to be like in that baby's life now that it's raised from the dead? What's that life going to be like? What's it going to be like for that woman? Everywhere she goes, everybody asks her about the power of God to raise the dead. Everybody, 100%. She pulls out. First thing she does, I heard about it. I was astounded. I set my own schedule, so I went there. Pulled up a little big Indian chair, just sat right there looking at her. Just looking at her. Tears just running down my face. Sure did. Sure did. But back at the hospital, let's get her from the dead. Jesus walked over to her, said something to her. Does anybody know? Said, Nimi Snecky, I love you. And whose report? Somebody else has been there, hadn't he? But listen, y'all, listen to me. When Jesus spoke to that lady, she sat up. You listening? Did anybody hear me? The doctor ran. She gets up, wraps the thing around, and runs out behind him. She had gone into labor. The baby came back from the dead also. Do you know what she said to me, anybody? What that little boy said, Brother Ted? He said, thank you, didn't he? You know what she said? Thank you for the gospel. It is working. You are right. Don't you believe the lie. There's lots of lies out there. They're causing a lot of good people to stumble. This is not a lie. I have a copy of the death certificates hanging on my wall. It is the truth. She is raised from the dead, and the baby's fine also. You hear me? Do you hear me? We must allow the Holy Ghost to guide us with fire. Stand up, please. There's a lot more to it. I'm not going to say it. I don't want to. I should know. We have now seen God grow eyes into babies' heads that didn't have any. We have seen these babies here get up from the dead inside their mama's womb. The death of that baby is doctor verified in 2 hospitals. So is the life. Something, huh? Amazing, isn't it? Brother David, that's what we want.
I know it is.
You can't have it because you want it. You have to have it because Jesus gives it to you. There's a difference. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Done got serious up in here, hadn't it? How you doing? Thanks for letting heaven touch you.